Hi everyone. My last audio boo was, shall we say, a little bit depressing, a little bit raw, and I thought it'd be nice to do something, hopefully a bit more upbeat. It's the eve before my birthday. I'm going to be 36 tomorrow, so I'm over the hump towards 40, the slippery slope. I wanted to read a poem, and there's a reason I wanted to read this one. It's because I wrote this poem when my other half, Jason, and I were having problems. But we'd got through those problems. It was after I'd had postnatal depression. And I wrote the poem, I think really just to say to myself, yes, I've managed to get through a series of problems with my other half, which to me in my past is unheard of. It's like, problem. Run like the wind. The poem's called Acceptance, and I think it's really fitting to read it now because after loads of really shit stress lately and horribleness, Jason and I have had a fab few days. The last couple of days have been brilliant. And it's just looking really hopeful again and really good. So I'm just feeling in a really, 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 really happy place. Anyway, so this is the poem. It's called Acceptance. Awkward strangers choose to meet. Two lonely hearts at life's crossroads. Hearts maimed from previous loves. Wreckages of shattered confidence. The wheels of conversation begin. Turning slowly through lack of use. Skills forgotten, now frantically sought to enliven the air with interest. Alcohol loosens inhibitions. Words flow like sparkling wine. Minds connect like souls familiar as first in-jokes are shared. Mirrored body language reflects entwining fingers, exploring warm new skin as if searching for a mate. A puzzle solved in the first kiss. Bodies that come together. Contours that perfectly fit. A shared space. So intimate. An outside world smudges past. Speeding by with light and sound. As love grows in a space. In which time stands still. Scattered thoughts and daydreams keep reality far from focus as love continues to thrive. An unknown soul is born within. Sudden news to bind two hearts. Lonely no more. A future shared. Two become a family of three as the little soul presents herself. A fledgling relationship put to the test. Time travels once more, no space to spare, a lifetime of stress so condensed into 3 years, 6 months, and 10 days. No recovery time, a second soul born, more demands on pressured lives. Sleepless nights give way to gloom. Motherhood's euphoria descends to blues. Intimacy. A forgotten language, a space no longer to be shared. Minds disconnect, bodies disentangle, a puzzle to be solved once more. Disinterest hangs in stagnant air, the art of conversation forgotten. Confidence plunges to new depths, as two hearts break once again. She searches deep inside herself, with hurt feelings and a tired body that sags from successive births. She lies before him, naked once more. Wordlessly, she makes love to him. She moves in ways to show that she remains exactly the same, as lovely as when he saw her first. Her body finds its favoured contours. Skins converse in a language of touch. They reunite as if to say, I knew you and I loved you once. And as she holds his face close, fingers explore warm skin again. Sparks of recognition appear in the eyes of the man she once knew. Her eyes respond wordlessly to plead for his acceptance that she remains the same girl for once whom he blushed, as he forever remains the one she loves. Broken hearts flood with emotion as words of reassurance tumble forth, frantic whispers of a rejuvenated love and promises never to be strangers again.